Hey gang, you ever sitting around trying to figure out a song on the fly? Well, I have an app that can help you, my friend. Whether you are a professional musician or a beginner, Ultimate Guitar is an amazing app for you. For just $2.99, you get the chords and tabs on guitar, bass, or ukulele for over a million songs. You also get tools like a tuner, metronome, chord library, lessons, and videos, and much more. Go to ultimateguitar.com or download the app to your phone and start playing today. That's Ultimate Guitar. Let's get down.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here? And now here is your host.
Johnny, I'm your host. Welcome to the show. Oh my God. I'm coming to you the Monday after South by Southwest. That's when I'm doing this intro because I'm sitting here going through all the conversations that I had during South by Southwest. What a week. I was left decimated. I spent the entire Sunday in bed, evening, everything. I was supposed to go to this party. I didn't go. I was supposed to go to this other thing. I didn't go. I didn't go anywhere. I was wiped out, man. I'll tell you all about that week. I hope that you survived South by Southwest if you were there, or whatever it is you do in the weekends. I hope you survived it. Yeah, it was intense, man. I'll tell you about it in just a second. All right. First of all, let me tell you who I got on the show today. Daniel Waters and Jenna Cunningham, better known as The Waters, are my guests on the show today. Yeah, this show was recorded quite a while back, well over a month ago. I'd say maybe even 6 weeks ago we sat down and talked. Anyway, it was a fantastic conversation. I've been trying to get them on the show for a couple years. I see them every once in a while at a function, and we talk about doing the show. But finally, they came on, and now it's finally coming out, okay? Their new self-titled album will be out on June 15th. You can go to wearethewaters.com to get involved with that or listen to their sophomore album, Great Unknown. That's a fantastic album. They're like a soul, folk soul band to me. That's what I think they are. I find them to be a folk soul band. They're great. And if you live in Austin, you can see them this Saturday on March 24th at Geraldine's, which is in the Hotel Van Zandt. Great place to go. You can have dinner, watch a show. Great time. And Friday, April 6th, if you live in New Orleans, Louisiana, they will be playing at the Delgado Music Festival. Go to wearethewaters.com to find out what's going on with The Waters. So I have a great conversation with Daniel and Jenna, and we will get to that in just a minute. First, let's talk about South by Southwest 2018. Oy fucking vey. Man, I was wiped out. I'm coming to you on Monday. I'm still wiped out. I'm still in my PJs. It's the afternoon already. I've just been working on all these podcasts that I did last week. So I did a bunch of podcasts last week. I did. Started out on Monday. I had some maids coming over, and I just had one booked. It was my friend Johnny Aitken from England. It's like his third time on the show. And he was in town. So he was like, hey, I'm flying in Sunday night. I'll come over Monday, and we'll do this thing. So he flew in Sunday night, ended up flying in a lot later than he thought, couldn't make the Monday. He was like, man, I'm tired. I'm like, no problem. Let's get together tomorrow. So the maids came over, cleaned up the place. Tuesday, got up, got a text from Johnny saying like, man, I think I've got the flu. And so we got to schedule this for later this week. So Johnny was out. And then the Accidentals came over, who have been on the show a few times, but I haven't seen them in a couple. I didn't see them last year. So I haven't seen them since South by Southwest 2016. It was great to see them. Since I've seen them, they've gotten signed to Sony Masterworks. This band is just great. Get out there and find them, man, the Accidentals. They're from Traverse City, Michigan. It's great to have them in here. Anyway, great catching up with those guys. And then I went to the Ray Benson birthday party that night, Tuesday night. Ran into a bunch of friends. My friend John Reedy ran into my friend Kimmy Rhodes. Ran into Kevin Connor, who called me AJ Vallejo, not by mistake, but as a joke. It was pretty funny. Anyway, great times. Wednesday, I did a bunch of them. I did like Candace from Portland, great shoegaze band. Colin McLeod, this amazing singer-songwriter from Scotland. Joseph King and the Mad Crush from Brooklyn came over. My dear friend Joseph and his band, Will and JP, we had a great conversation, took some shots, headed on down to the Jackalope up the street from my house, met up with the band Fantagram from New York and just hung out, had some drinks. Fantagram wasn't on my podcast. mostly because when I went and hung out with them, we were just hanging out. And I don't like to throw it out there unless it seems like the vibe is welcoming. So I just was like hanging out, being a dude, right? Hung out, had some cocktails. Then Thursday, did some more podcasts. God, I can't even remember who I had on Thursday. Cold Fronts from Philadelphia, and also the Vets from New Orleans. Great band. And I actually had a cancellation that day from a guy that's from Houston, this rapper guy that I found in the South by Southwest guide, who I thought was really great. And I reached out to his people, and I was like, hey, can we get this guy on the show? And they're like, sure, no problem. Then the day of the show, I got a text message from his manager saying, oh, hey, listen, sorry, I got lost. We're going to be there in 5 minutes. I'm like, no problem. So I'm just sitting here looking at my phone, waiting for them to show up. About 15 minutes goes by. I get another text from her. She's like, hey, man, we're in the parking lot. We're here, but he doesn't feel comfortable doing the show anymore. So we're going to leave. Sorry, we're going to have to pass. That was weird. So, I mean, I wished him luck and told him it was nice, but I'm still wondering, like, what did I do? Like, why didn't this guy want to do it? Does he hate me? He didn't like my... Did he look in the window and see me and go like, I'm not talking to that guy. He's a jerk. Anyway, so that blew my mind and freaked me out and threw my game off a little bit. It really did. It made me feel a little weird. Anyway, so who else came on? Cold Fronts from Philadelphia. It was great talking to those guys. The Vets. Wait, who else? Oh, the Teske brothers then came over. That was great talking to those dudes. They're from Australia, from Melbourne, Australia. Check them out. They have an album out called Half Mile Harvest. And their drummer, Liam, came over. So by Friday, okay, so I had the cancellation from the guy. And then by Friday, I got the text like, oh, the singer isn't coming from the Teske Brothers. They're sending the drummer, which is totally fine. Singers need to save their voices. And they're doing like, people do like 3 shows a day, in case you're not familiar with it. People do. I mean, they do like 3, 5, and any amount of shows in a day. I've done 7 in a day during South By. And it's fucked up, man. You're wiped out the next day. You're wiped, you know, how many, one of those shows is not going to be great. If you're playing 7 shows a day, one of those shows is not going to be great. I talk about that stuff with all these guys. They're all great sports about it. Anyway, then Friday, after I did that thing with the Teske brothers, I went to San Antonio and played a show with Skyrocket. Yeah, a full like 3.5 hour Skyrocket show. Got home at about 2:30 in the morning, couldn't go to sleep until about 4:30 or 5, got up at 7, couldn't go back to sleep. I had a podcast to do with Gold Casio. Then I had a show that day, Saturday, so I had 2.5 hours sleep from the night before. I knew I had to do this podcast with Gold Casio, who's an amazing band from Portland, Oregon, who I wanted to meet and who I wanted to talk to. But I also had a show that afternoon at 4:20, and I had to do a radio interview at some point before then. I got a text that I had to be there at 1:30. So my time stuff got all messed up, and then it got weird. But I did have a good podcast with Gold Casio. Those guys are really, really cool. I suggest you get out there and check them out. Just look them up, Gold Casio Band. It's the only band out there called Gold Casio. You can find them at goldcasio.band. Okay? So get out there and check them out. So finish the podcast with Gold Casio. Get my guitar and all my stuff together. Head out to Rio, where I'm playing Kindness Palooza with the Misses, with Ian Moore, with Joseph King and the Mad Crush, with Love and Chaos, my friend Paul Renna, my friend Sarah Sharp. All kinds of people are playing. It's going to be a great time, but I have to go a few hours early to do this radio interview. I get there, I'm kind of out of sorts. I still haven't eaten. So it's 2.5 hours sleep about, and then also I hadn't eaten. So by the time I played, I'd had a couple of drinks. My friend Mark Hallman played percussion with me. He has this tambourine drum set up. He's also the guy that's mixing my EP right now, my dear old friend, my mentor. It was great playing with him. And we played some of the new songs from the EP. I played some old songs. My friend Joseph got up and sang with me. And people seemed to like it. So that was fun. Playing Kindness Palooza was a great event. I was there for pretty much the whole thing. It was great hanging out with people. It was great talking to Mark Murray on Sun Radio. If you don't listen to Sun Radio, you should. You should check it out. 100.1 here in Austin, if you live in Austin. If not, look up sunradio.org, I think. I think it's a .org. Anyway, so after I played and after I did all that stuff, me and Joseph and JP from Joseph King and the Mad Crush went out and ran around and went to Hotel Vegas. So I really didn't even eat until 9 p.m. that night. I was wiped out. It was like I hit a wall after I ate. I ate a burger, and I hit a wall. I came home, went to sleep, slept till 11:30 the next morning, got up, ate something. Joseph came over and picked up his gear he dropped off the day before, said goodbye to him, got back in bed, just spent the whole Sunday after South Bay in bed. Oh, here's another thing that happened. My air conditioning broke on Friday, so they're putting in a whole new unit. So they brought me this weird, not a window unit, but like a stand-up unit that has an exhaust that goes out the window, and then they tape it all up. So that's been going on. It smells weird. So it's made my whole house smell weird, but I need to leave it on because it's cold. Or because it keeps the house cold. And it's hot outside. It's been humid all weekend. Anyway, so that was my South by Southwest. How was yours? If you were here, if you did the thing, I hope it was great for you. I'm glad it's over, but you'll be hearing some great shows coming up, some great conversations with some great bands over the next month or so. Some of the great conversations I got to have with bands from all over the world. It's always exciting to get to do that. I don't normally get to do that. Normally, I talk to people from here, which is, I love that. I'm part of this community. I love talking, but it's always exciting to talk to people from elsewhere. So today's show is with a band that is from Austin. Daniel Waters and Jenna Cunningham, better known as The Waters, are my guests on the show. We had this conversation a while back. You can find them at wearethewaters.com. See them this Saturday here in Austin, Saturday, March 24th at Geraldine's. Also, their new self-titled album will be coming out on June 15th. Okay? I hope you did have a great South by Southwest. I hope you have a great week, whatever it is you're doing. And enjoy my conversation with Daniel and Jenna. Here are The Waters. Let's get down. We've talked about doing this for a long time, right?
Well, we met you...
A long time.
I feel like it was that... We started talking about it at that Shiny Ribs show.
Yeah.
At,
oh, that was just a few months.
Summer.
That was summertime,
summer,
right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, they're great.
Mm-hmm.
Here.
I'm going to move this mic a little bit more directional.
Cool.
Yeah, we love them.
You know, you might want to do this side. Yeah. There you go. Sorry.
Are you...
This is the best show I've ever done. All right. So, how long have you guys been in town?
3 years.
You said you, three?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people know you guys. You're famous.
Oh.
You? I mean, like in the Austin way.
I wouldn't
way.
Use that word.
Yeah.
I would
well
say we are.
Town.
I would say we are a. We are up and coming. But I. I don't
well,
think
we,
we're quite there yet.
I mean, we kind of hit it. We had our shit together when we moved here, you know what I mean? We've been doing it for ten years already. We moved here, so we just kind of... I mean, we changed the name of the band when we moved here, though. I mean...
What was it called before?
The Oak Creek Band.
The Oak Creek
that, I'm
Band.
I'm really glad that you changed it.
We are, too.
That is really weird sounding. I mean, it just sounds like...
No,
a,
it's
that
weird.
That just sounds like someone you're going to see out in out of place.
Yeah.
So we're from Oak Creek in Sedona, Arizona.
No offense.
No.
So no,
oh, is
but
that
it
where
is.
You guys started?
Mm-hmm.
That's
okay.
We,
yeah.
That's where we.
Okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
But so that's kind of it. Just felt like home. But then we moved to Nashville, and then we were automatically pinholed into this. Like, oh, you guys are country bluegrass, Americana music. You know.
Well,
so every time we tried to get a gig, or we would actually get gigs where they were like bluegrass gigs, and then we would go play, and they'd be like, "What is this? You guys are bluegrass." So we're just. It's too complicated. Let's change our name.
Yeah. So it was the best decision we've ever made for sure. And it just like, as soon as we did it, we like things started happening. So
yeah,
it was a good move.
How long have you guys been married?
Seven years.
Yeah. 2009.
Really? No.
Or no. 2011.
2011. We don't
really?
Know. We don't
yeah.
know.
But you've been doing this for longer.
Well, we first started singing together in 2005.
Okay. Where was that? That was in Sedona?
That was in Sedona.
Okay. Are you guys from there?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you meet?
Just small town. Growing up together in a small town. going to high school together. We met in grade school, probably.
Are your parents hippies? Because isn't that a hippie town, man?
It is. It's super interesting.
I'm going to Sedona, man.
Sedona is like the super conservative old folks that retire there. And then there's just like all these hippies just meandering around. So it's a weird dichotomy.
It is really strange.
So where did you guys fall into that? Just people that live there?
just kids growing up. I mean, it's a fun town to grow up in just because you're outside all the time, so we're really grateful for that because you're just going on for hikes and you have to get creative because there's literally nothing to do as far as like going out, you know. So we would either get in trouble, which we did a lot, or we would
What did you do to get in trouble? What do you mean?
Like throwing smoke bombs in drop-off boxes at, you know,
pulling movie rental places
and lighting firecrackers out of the car. And
yeah, one time we rode like a you know those life preservers you throw in the spa. We tied that behind my friend's Justy or like this
like a pool,
the pool, pool. And we like we tied it behind my buddy's Subaru Justy, which is like a little golf cart sized car, and we just drove around the golf course riding on the back of it.
No. Yeah, you had to get creative because that town really didn't give kids anything to do.
And we used to play this game called Fugitive, where we'd literally get, I mean, probably 200 people, and we'd go to this part of town where there was no cops or anything, and half the people would
be on foot,
and half the people would be in cars, and, like, you just have to, like, catch the people on foot and, like, tackle them and, like, get them in your car.
That is, like, some small-town shit, dude.
It was serious, yeah.
Yep. Good times.
Played a lot of music, you know.
So what was your family sort of like? What did your parents do?
Oh, I mean, my parents were in like real estate and selling timeshares. My mom's a fitness instructor. His parents own an Indian jewelry shop in Oak Creek Canyon. They're both super conservative. Donald Trump supporters.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How does that work out with you guys? I mean, are they? Do they think you guys are kooky?
We try to not talk about it. Yeah. No. I think.
I mean, they've been watching us do this for, you know, our entire lives together. You know, just like our life and the way we live and everything. And I think, yeah, they don't have a problem with it, or you know what I mean? It's like,
that's cool.
It's all good because they're fun and they love coming out and rocking out at shows and
they
drinking
love it.
And
they're our biggest New Orleans supporters, with us, you know?
And they like to party and they're just a little conservative.
Yeah, I understand.
It's all good.
it's a different mindset. My dad's like that too. My dad's like overt.
Yeah.
Like Do you know what's happening with all these people that are running the corporations? They're all retiring because they got all the dirt on them because they have rings of children from third world countries for sex slaves.
Wow.
And then I'm like, what are you talking about, Dad? And he goes, didn't you see that Nicole Kidman and Tom Cruise movie?
Eyes Wide Shut.
I go, yeah, man. He goes, well, that's real.
Oh, don't even get him started. Let's pretend you didn't say that. No comment, Daniel.
Okay,
he could go down a rabbit hole with you
so
right now.
There's I really love the way your music sounds.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
And it's interesting because there's a little bit of a difference between, say, what you guys put on Instagram where you're just playing like acoustic versions and then like there's a soulful attack happening with like horns and shit on your record. What's the how do you do your shows mostly as a whole band?
We like to.
Yeah.
Now that we've started using a horn section, it's really hard to do a show without him. It's just, we just really love it. We just love that the soulful aspect. And
well, the first 4 or 5 years of our music relationship, like 2005 through 2009, 2010, it was like all acoustic. So pretty much since then, we've been like, all right, like we gotta rock the F out, you know what
I
mean?
Yeah, man.
So like that's kind of what we try to do as much as possible, just bring the heat and like give as much energy as we can to every show. And I mean, that's what we try to do, you know. Definitely rocking out is what we enjoy,
mm-hmm.
you know, having a big crowd that's getting into it with us and like like, if my hat falls off during the show, that's like a good sign.
That... Your St. Patrick's Day parade, yeah. 1985 Sedona, Arizona hat. That thing's great.
Yeah, my sister just got this for me for my birthday just like 2 days ago. Yeah. She found it. Like,
it's pretty amazing.
Vintage.
Yeah, it's a great hat. All right, so then you decided to rock. So wait, so you lived in Sedona, you played, and then you decided to move to Nashville?
No, we were in... So I moved to Denver without... He was going to school in L.A., and I moved to Denver just to go to a new city, and he graduated, and we were kind of writing back and forth, like, via email while he was in L.A., and he graduated, and we were just like, let's start a band. And so he moved out to Denver, and we started the band in Denver, actually.
Okay. What did you go to school in Denver?
No,
or you just went to Denver. Hey, man, I'm going to Denver, you guys. Yeah.
Well, I packed my car, my puppy. I moved out there, and yeah, we stayed for 5 years. It was a good time.
Yeah,
we had a great time there.
Denver's real cool. What where did you go to school in LA, and what for?
I went to school at Loyola Marymount, which is like west side, and I don't know. I got a scholarship for engineering and then didn't do that. I did business and was super boring. And but, you know, I enjoyed being in L.A. and going to the beach all the time. And, you know, I was just writing. I did like 2 records just solo out there on my own, just produced 2 solo records. And she was, you know, kind of featured on both of them. So I was just playing open mics every single week. And just, I was like in acoustic guitar mode, just like singing songs, like didn't play my electric guitar pretty much the entire time I was there. And then, yeah, we moved to Denver and it was like, all right, well, let's rock out. You know, I kind of started picking the electric back up. And that was the time when it was like, you know, Bonavir and Fleet Foxes were real big and that kind of like.
Yeah.
So I think we were still kind of in this like folk mindset, you know. And I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of started that way. It started as a folk rock band, I would say, like our very first Oak Creek Band record. But it also has this song "Weight of the World" on our first record, which we actually re-recorded for our brand new record, and it's super funky and
for your
like
brand
soulful.
New record that's coming out.
Yeah,
yeah, it's coming out. In
when
June.
Is that coming? June.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, June. Are we allowed to say when?
Well, we're going to do our CD release show on June 15th at Antone's.
Oh, right on.
With our friends Tomar and the FCs. I don't know if you know them.
Yes.
Yeah.
They've been on the show.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Of course they have. They're the dudes. We love them. Nicest guys around.
They're fantastic.
Yeah, they're
great. I like also outside of the FCs when Tomar plays like with his family band.
Oh, heck yeah.
That guy that plays the Rhodes. You know who I'm talking about?
Is that his brother?
Think it's so many family people I don't even know.
Yeah.
And I'm so drunk. I was so drunk when I met them and just so happy, like so blown, like, and they were also kind of asking me to leave the backstage. they didn't know who I was. And I just kind of walked backstage as they were walking off stage at 3:10, like, hey man, that was great, man. You forget, you know, cause you're like, I mean, you do this for a long time.
Yeah.
Not that like, you think you're a thing, but you think you're just everyone.
Yeah,
it's just part of the family and everything is cool. But some people are like, "Hey, buddy, what's going on here?" Yeah. Anyway, so you're doing that on June 15th at Antone's. That's going to be great, man.
It'll be our first Antone's show, so we have Tomar and them to thank for hooking that up.
Good.
So that's going to be fun.
Where do you normally play? Because weren't you guys that did the Fleetwood Mac?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we do that at 1-to-1. We've been getting bugged about doing it again.
You gonna do it again?
I think so.
You know, it's we keep saying like
you didn't
want
ask
to do another
to do
tribute
it.
Show. He just did a Tenacious D tribute show at 1-to-1.
I
that
saw
was
that.
Amazing.
It was, man,
it was
I wish
so
I
much
have,
fun.
I wish
it
I would have been able to
hilarious.
Go to that.
It was a blast.
Yeah, we had a Satan on bass, Sasquatch on drums. Lee played electric guitar, and then we had. Yeah. KG and JB.
Yeah.
It was like total in character. Didn't break character once. Just like.
That's awesome.
It was fun.
But yeah, I think we're, you know, we're thinking of doing another Fleetwood show. People keep asking us about it. So. And so, yeah, 1-to-1 is where we usually do it. Just great sounding venue. And, you know. Yeah,
that's kind of like our little home. We've kind of,
you know, cultivated just at one-to-one because they let
us
kind of do what we want, and they have great sound and great, you know,
vibes.
People. So
yeah,
play there a lot in Mohawk a lot.
Yeah, Mohawk.
I like Mohawk.
With Austin Bailey, the booker there. Staygold, Geraldine's. I don't know, where else do we play?
I bet Geraldine's would be a good. That's a good. You know, that's like a solid. You get to play for some people out of town. Maybe get some Facebook followers, but also a nice little.
Yeah.
Pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thing. And also, I bet it's a good place to work out your set too. Absolutely. Like, see what works and what doesn't.
Yeah. It's interesting because you've been, obviously, you've been to Geraldine's. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, people are sitting and eating. It's kind of like a nicer dining, you know, dine in and listen to music experience. Mm-hmm. So that's always a little odd for us because we're used to people getting up and kind of moving around. But it's good for us because
sometimes we rock out a little too hard there.
I can see how that would be a problem.
But it hasn't been a problem. It's just more for our sake, for our, you know, we like to, you know, get people into it. And it's more like just kind of a weird for us, just like, and people are like eating their steaks.
Drinking their wine.
But
at least it's not super depressing. That's what I feel like.
No.
I feel bad for people eating and like you're playing some song and.
But I'm sorry, man.
Bummer.
Yeah. We did start a jazz side project a little bit ago.
You did?
Uh-huh.
Make a little cash?
Did you? Yeah, just to...
That was the goal. We haven't really...
We did maybe, what, like three or four shows with the little... It was just us and stand-up bass and our buddy and quartet. Drums. And I just wanted to do it because I love jazz and I just wanted to... Do
but
fun.
Jazz, like what jazz? What
well, are you doing? Standards. What's going on? Standards, and then we would turn like modern day covers into. So we'd do like Wilco.
Yeah, like jazz. Elliot Smith.
And Elliot Smith like jazz. You know, like
jazz standard. You know, just to feature her voice and just kind of chill and.
Yeah.
That sounds cool. Where did you do that?
Geraldine's.
Geraldine's.
We did what'd that. You,
you called it
Gold.
The Waters. Just like, hey, no, but no,
we didn't. Pretty yeah, much, we didn't really have a. Have a name for it.
The Waters Quintet.
Yeah.
But I'd have to pick that back up again.
Oh. Yeah. But the jazz, it like infiltrated this new record though.
So it did?
Like, yeah, totally.
Yeah, there's some like gypsy jazzy feeling stuff on this.
So it's
record.
Like,
but it's still kind of like.
Oh, yeah. It's like funk, soul,
I do like the
jazz.
Mm-hmm. In your jams.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely like a lot, even more upbeat, this new record, a little more upbeat and fun and. Groovy, so yeah.
But maybe some major sevenths,
some definitely some minor, some minor nights, yeah, totally some minor nights in there.
I was on a session the other day. I shouldn't say this on the thing because they'll probably call me up and fire me. But I can't remember what chord it was. It was a weird chord, and I was like, "Fuck!" So they were like, "Oh, this guy's like, I got to change my." I was in a room by myself, and everyone else was in different places, right? So I could hear the things through the headphones, and the guy's like, "Oh yeah, let me change my drum head," and I'm like
whatever that chord was. Play this. So you were like session guy or whatever. You were like,
yeah, but not very happening. I'm like looking up chords on. Yeah, it was. I mean, it was like some badass dudes. Like the guy that tours with the Eagles and Don Henley on keyboards was playing keyboards. And
crap, that's awesome.
You can't be like, oh, but hey, how do you make that chord on a guitar? Yeah. Because I'll be like, hey guy, don't worry about it, just go sit in the control room and cry. No, they were cool. Who did you make this record with, the one that's coming out in June?
Do you know Steve Christensen?
Houston guy.
Yeah,
Houston guy. He did the band
Sugar
of Heathens.
Yep.
Last
yep.
record. Mm-hmm. He did this band Krongbin. I don't know if you ever heard them. They're it's Krongbin. They're a trio out of Houston. It's like Thai funk.
Yeah, we love them.
Oh my God, we love them. Yeah, if you ever get a chance to.
But yeah, he's Steve. Them. Steve's the man.
Steve does great work. Yeah. I've never met him, but I know his shit.
You'd
now
love
well.
Him, dude.
Yeah,
he's,
from doing this show.
He's really great and just a great dude to work with.
He mixes the Emily Bell stuff.
Yes,
right?
I think so.
Cause
yeah.
I'm drawing a blank on her husband's name. John Evans produces it, and then Steve mixes it.
Okay,
I think is the deal.
Okay,
makes sense.
I know he's mentioned her to us. For
yeah,
sure.
he does a lot of like the Band of Heathens stuff, and that's kind of one of the ways we kind of got connected with him because Trevor, who plays with Band of Heathens, is our piano player. And,
oh, okay.
So it all just kind of a couple different paths, and we just loved his stuff, and so we brought him up, and we did it at Congress House.
Yep, I just. did yeah, this session.
Yeah, saw that. He was on the little mini TV there, you yeah. know. It was great. And, yeah, Congress House was great. We did it pretty much live. We had Trevor on the piano in there.
Yeah.
And then we had Anthony Farrell on organ.
Yeah.
Kind of back-to-back, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was in that the one room. And it's kind of like two rooms side by side. So I was in the middle, and then drummer was in the wood room, and bass player, and then Jenna was in the booth.
So I used to live in that bedroom on the side of the piano. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, like...
yeah, 91 to 93, little, that was my room.
No way.
Oh, crazy.
91 to almost 94.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I didn't know.
Mark let you shack in there, huh?
Yeah. 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 He's my mentor. I met him when I was like...
That's really cool.
12 or 13.
No way.
Yeah.
He was the
Mark's
man.
Great.
We really enjoyed meeting him.
He's a great dude,
really
isn't he?
Really nice guy.
Nicest guy in the world.
Yeah.
I was just talking about, because I did I started at Church House and did a couple days there live. That place is pretty cool, too.
Oh, super cool.
And then I went to Congress House to do the overdubs, and Hallman is mixing it. So,
okay.
Yeah. Should be good. It's fun to... So Steve mixed your record?
Steve engineered and mixed it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you produced?
I produced it, yeah.
You do a really good job, man.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have a studio set up at your house?
Yeah, I got a little studio set up at the house. I don't have much, like, outboard gear. You know, it's pretty much...
You don't have a pod rack unit? Or a CD burner? These, like, really important things people need nowadays?
Yeah, I got a hot CD burner, bro. Fucking top of the line CD burner.
Do you guys live in a house where you can make the noise? Because here I can't.
No.
We
live in a
We can make the noise, but we don't have the space.
We live in a 650-foot square house. It's so little. We're looking to move, but we were making do for now.
Yeah.
It's what we got for now, so.
How do you write? Do you write together? Is that how that works?
Daniel's mainly writes.
Right? Daniel.
He writes, 90-something% of the songs. I'll come up with this idea. I'll have a concept for it or a lyric or like, you know, and I'll give it to him and he'll kind of just take that and just go with it. We have the song on the new record called Year of Heavy Sighs. And that line just kept coming up to me because it wasn't last year, but the year before. Just remember us and all our friends were just having a rough year and everyone was like sighing all the time. I was like, we should write a song about like this rough year. So I just kind of gave him this concept and he took it and just wrote a freaking awesome song out of it. So it's kind of how it works for us. That, and then he just writes amazing songs.
You do write really good songs, man.
Oh, thank you, brother. I mean, like that one, like I had this lick, you know, sometimes you have these licks and you're just like, this is the shit, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But, and I like had written something to it and like, she didn't like, you know, she's my like, all right, like check this out, Jenna.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And then like, she's like, I'm like, all right, fair enough. You know, she's my barometer. You know, so I did that a couple times with this song and it just like wasn't working, you know, and like rewrote the song like three times and like finally like took that concept and went, you know, and it just came together. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like that happens. She gives herself less credit than she deserves because she definitely is more involved than she even thinks she is, you know. So like, I'll be like, you wrote that lick. She's like, I did? Like, yeah. Like, you had those chords. Like, that was you. She's
sometimes like, oh. There's a person there that has this, sometimes you don't realize it until, like, a band loses the guy that's the filter guy. That's like the and the, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you hear a band, and you're like, wow, they're kind of, what happened to those guys? Like,
I feel like
that's what that guy did. And they're like, oh, he doesn't write shit, man. He doesn't do anything. And you're like, no, he's the guy that decides if you're going to be cool or not. And that's like a guy, if you don't have him, you're this now.
I feel like John Lennon was that for Paul McCartney. You know what I mean?
Really?
I think so. Like
the hell you say? No.
I'm a huge Paul McCartney fan.
Me
you know
too,
what I mean?
Man.
I love him, but like I just feel like John was like that filter, and like that's why he got the best out of Paul. You know, because he was like he didn't let Paul do any of his any of his like overly silly stuff.
Well, plus you're either gonna fade away, but if you start together and then like as you go, the dude that is also writing songs in the band is either John Lennon or Paul McCartney, and you're the other one, you're like, oh man, this is fucking
yeah,
like the yesterday guy, and then the other guy's like, oh, that's the Julia yeah. guy. Like, I gotta do, you know what I mean? Can I tell you something? It just finally hit me. Do you ever watch Silicon Valley?
I don't, but someone has told okay. me I look like someone in that
you
show.
Look exactly like her. I was like,
what's her name? I don't.
The lady from Silicon Valley.
I've gotten that a couple times. Yeah. That's hilarious.
That's funny. I've never seen it. You really do. It's weird. I'll stop staring at you like that because now I feel like I should ask for your autograph.
I need to
I've been watching it.
I'll watch it. I'll check it out.
Yeah, I actually just watched an episode last night.
How is it? Is it good?
It's amazing.
Because I'm picky.
Is that HBO? Really
picky. It's HBO.
Well, we like HBO.
Yeah.
They generally do good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, most of the time, I would say.
Yeah. What do you... Okay, so what was Nashville like for you guys?
Oh, boy. Nashville was rough for us, actually. It was a really rough time for me, especially. We kind of moved out there not really knowing anybody. So there was that kind of loneliness factor and then feeling like a really
man,
tiny,
you're shut out
tiny.
Too. Yeah. Like if you're not in, man, you are out. Dude, yeah. It's like LA.
It is.
I hate that.
So we went from Denver where we felt just like hippie land where everyone's smoking weed and feeling good everyone's friends.
The
and
brotherhood.
You went to Nashville and you feel like you just don't fit in and no one understands your music and you have to look a certain way, you have to sound a certain way.
Everybody's very like, you know, I don't know, it was like hipster, but it was like very like, you know, like buttoned up to the top, like straight cut, like you had to have like three rolls on your jeans, like straight up, and like I don't know, it was very uniform.
I will say we learned a lot there, just about ourselves and about what we want, what we don't want, and
we
did make a lot of really good music connections, but
well, we were in Denver and we would tour from Denver, and we'd go to Arizona and L.A. and all these places where we knew all these people, you know, so all their shows would be awesome. Mm-hmm. So we did that for like 4 or 5 years where we'd just tour around the Southwest and, you know, and it was great. And then we moved to Nashville and we're like, all right, well, we'll keep rocking. And we'd go up to like, you know, Ohio and like, you know, all these Virginia and like New York. And we'd do all these tours, but we didn't know anybody anywhere.
It was painful.
And it was just like... not so we do good and like we'd go to Chicago and we'd like Chicago would be a great show, but like all the shows getting up there were like painful. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, or same thing, we go to New York and like New York would be great, but like the getting up there would be rough, you know, because you'd be playing like some Mexican food joint in like wherever in Illinois. But we, you know,
it's awful.
So it's been nice because ever since we moved to Austin, we've done a couple tours up to like, we did one up to Montana, and we've been back to Arizona a couple times. But it's just so great because we just can play here and like, you don't have to really leave as much to play, you know, you just play here and it's great. So we're kind of, it's like incubation.
Have you guys started traveling around the state and the...
Working on it.
Le
Region. We need to.
We've played San Antonio a couple times now.
Where do you play there?
We played with the Heathens, Sam's Burger joint.
Oh, yeah. That's where we play. I like it there.
It's a great venue. Sounds amazing.
Sounds amazing.
We've played in New Braunfels, or is it Braunfels or San Marcos?
New Braunfels.
But that's it.
We've been trying to.
That's good, getting out and getting to play with the Heathens.
Yeah.
I mean, then you get out and you're playing
and
in front of a good amount of
people. There, for sure.
And did they you? They responded?
Yeah.
Because you guys have it would go well together.
People say that. And we were talking to, was it Ed? We were talking to at the end of the show the other day. He's like,
isn't the people?
Fans kept coming up to me saying the waters
spoken,
are a good match for us, so
I really like Ed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ed's a great
guy.
Guys.
Yeah, he lives in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so does
Richie. Just moved to L.A., so they're all
they're scattered all over.
But they spend more time together than at home. So,
yeah. There was a lot of different dudes when they first started.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember my friend that owned the club kind of where they started, he was kind of their first manager guy. And he would have people come out and jam with them. I kind of met all those dudes like jamming with them.
Yeah.
Cool. And their trip was so different. And then I remember not hearing about them or from them from a year or year and a half or so. My friend George Reef and I went to have lunch one day and he was like, oh, I've been working on this record with the Band of Heathens. And I was like, oh, I like those guys. They're like, he's like, yeah, check it out. And he gave me a copy of it. And I was like, whoa, this is completely different than like, it was like four mm-hmm. songwriter guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was almost like a song swap with a drummer and bass player. But then they got a sound and it was like fucking like, whoa. Yeah.
Yeah,
right. I think, at first it was like they had like four totally separate guys, and then it kind of just became Ed and Gordy, you know, and that was when it kind of became its own thing, I think.
Yeah. Those guys are good. Anyway, yes, all right. So,
enough about those Heathens.
Yeah, this isn't a promotional moment for the Heathens, but I will hit them up for some money for that lengthy advertisement. We should all get a little residual from them.
Give it up, guys.
a little percentage from your next show. So, So, who did your last record? Did you do that with Steve Christensen, or you did it yourself?
That we did at Cacophony Recordings, which
that's
is
a great place,
what's, Eric Wofford.
Wofford. Yeah.
So he engineered that same kind of deal. I produced it, and he engineered it. He mixed it.
I mean, it's a very tough. I mean, it's got balls. You know what I mean?
It's a very like it sounds like his room. You know what I mean? It's like a big Cacophony.
Yeah.
And that's what the record sounds like, you know, just like it sounds like you're in a room.
Do you feel like this one, your harness, what's the difference between the one that's coming out and Great Unknown?
Well, they're both, this one is even more live. I mean, this one like.
Oh, really?
Like
it's a lot bigger sound.
I think it feels a little closer, but it's a bigger sound. And the piano and organ really just like sing on it, you know. That was kind of the whole vibe. Was we were in New Orleans and we saw Kofi Burbridge and
Ivan Neville
like playing piano organ back to back, and it was like that's what this next record has to be.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what it became, and but it's just fun. It's upbeat. The last record, you know, had some like waltzes and stuff, some like slower waltzes. This is pretty like funky, groovy,
jazzy,
soul. Yeah,
we got the Tijuana train wreck horns from Shiny Ribs to play on the record, so that adds a whole nother fun element too. So,
did you guys play that night with Shiny Ribs?
No.
That I saw you guys.
What night?
But that was the night we. Talked him into playing on our record.
That is the night we talked him into playing on the record. Actually, that's funny. We were just hanging out with Alex Vallejo, so we were just hanging out back there. But we would love. We think we would be a really great opener for sure.
Yeah, you'd be great with them too. Yeah,
so
that's a goal of ours.
Kevin Russell,
I'll tell him.
Please.
He and I have been talking on Twitter. Nice. Publicly for everyone to see about going to go see hologram concerts.
Hologram
because it's happening
concert.
Now.
Whoa!
I saw a thing a couple weeks ago.
Oh my god, that's freaky!
You guys ever see the show CBS Sunday Morning?
No.
It's like if like the Today Show was not for stupid people. You know what I mean? Like it's like long stories, human interest, you know, cool art things. So there's this company, and I'll make this fast. But in Coachella. Where Tupac came out.
Yeah.
And did, okay, that. So this company that developed that technology. After that, all of these people with their estates were like, hey. So I've been reading, like, they did one for this lady who's an opera singer. And so, like, a real orchestra plays, and then this hologram lady sings. So there's this tour. They're already selling tickets for the UK of Roy Orbison. And it's a band playing, and Roy plays, and so we were going back.
Where
did
they get the vocals just from recorded?
Yeah,
recorded.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's so weird.
But I saw the thing, and I saw like how they did the Roy Orbison guy, and it doesn't really look like Roy Orbison.
That's so
not
weird.
Not like you didn't see that. Oh no, I'm thinking of Rogue One. Did you guys see Rogue One?
No.
Okay. In that one, they do like a Princess Leia's young, and also. Governor Tarkin or whatever, and they look they look real and they look like themselves, but this hologram thing doesn't have that together yet. Anyway,
so it's just kind of like, is it like kind of see through ish or like?
It's weird. I'll send you a
like
link,
I've seen the Tupac one. You know, I mean that was kind of.
What do you think about that? Because it kind of freaks me out.
Well, then they did it at the Super Bowl the other day with.
Did they really?
Uh-huh, Prince, kind of.
Oh, they had
hologram,
a Prince hologram. Thing.
And Prince and Justin Timberlake were singing "I Would Die for You." Together, it was weird.
Something about that that just kind of gives me the heebie.
So what do you? What are your thoughts? Are you into it?
I think it's both weird and. I'll get
you
to see the Beatles.
Probably pay money for it. Yeah. That would be dope.
Oh my God.
Or, you know, Bing Crosby or something I never got to see.
Yeah.
Or the Rat Pack or something. I mean, imagine
Yeah.
But then all these holograms are going to replace us real people.
But the cool thing is musicians are still playing.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
That's true. That's
you know,
true.
So other people are getting jobs.
Yeah.
Okay, so back to you could open for Shiny Ribs. Yes. And what else? What else am I missing about you guys? What's going on here?
I don't know. We started doing this new thing called Wednesdays with the Waters on YouTube where we just pick a song every Wednesday and record acoustic versions of just songs and from bands and artists that we love and that have inspired us throughout the years. So we got that going. We just started it, trying to get that kicked off.
It's interesting learning that stuff, isn't it? In like this time of like, you have the ability to be putting stuff out all the time. And so you have to constantly think of creative ways.
Yeah.
I think it's cool. Mm-hmm. I think it's also kind of freaky and weird, but it is cool.
What's freaky and weird?
Just the wild westness of it.
Oh, how really, you have you to know? Constantly be, yeah.
Yeah.
I know. It's a lot.
I mean, when you guys...
It's overwhelming.
You guys recorded an album. How many songs on this new album?
11.
You're going to release an album. You're not going to release like a series of singles, an EP, or you know what I mean?
We'll release a single and then before we release an album.
But you know what I mean? Yeah. Like sometimes people now are like, I don't know if an album's going to do it because the newsfeed thing and it goes away and it... Well,
I know. It's like...
We get it. I get that. And I get being smart and because, you know, everyone has ADD now. So everyone can only listen to a song and then they're done and they're on to the next thing. But at the same time for us, it's just... Yeah, it's albums. It's a nostalgic thing, I guess, which
it's
is
a body
weird to
of
say,
work.
But
you
it's,
know, it's a
we like albums. We like vinyl. We like buying full records, and we like something tangible. And...
Yeah, you know, we don't have anyone telling us what to do, so we're just kind of doing it, doing whatever we want at this point. You know,
are you guys doing South by Southwest?
Yeah, we are actually on the. We got an email. We're on the waiting list for the official. We'll see if that happens. But we got a couple unofficial shows. He works for Taco Deli. And so we're doing one at the Yeti flagship. So Taco Deli's doing a thing there. So we'll do that. And then Blackheart, we're doing one there too. So.
My band Skyrocket played the Yeti Christmas party, but we played it at this event place on, on 5th Street. I don't know, this place up the street from that Lemon Lounge place. You know what I'm talking about?
Lemon Lounge?
Hey, you guys played there?
No.
Or been there?
I've never even heard.
Yeah.
Are you guys, do you guys know Daisy O'Connor?
Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Don't know.
All right. Do you guys, is it hard to keep your work stuff separated from your love stuff and your life stuff? Do you spend too much time together sometimes?
Yes.
Is it weird? There's no way. I mean, that's an honest answer.
I mean, it's great. Yes, I think we maybe sometimes need to learn to balance that. You know, we'll go like on vacation or we'll go out on a date and we'll just talk about, oh, we got to do this and we got to get this done. And so it's always on our mind, you know, which there's nothing wrong with necessarily.
I think we're good at putting it away, though, sometimes. I mean, we didn't, you know, when we were in New Orleans, we didn't talk about band stuff hardly at all, you know. It's like, it just, I think, I don't know. It's just always, we've always, you know, we were musicians before we were lovers, you know.
Right, right.
Yeah.
How did that come about?
Well, she was dating my bass player in high school.
What? And, Jenna?
To be fair, the way you say it is weird. My boyfriend.
Her boyfriend was my bass player.
Played bass with Daniel in high school.
Okay.
We were just kind of
how we got to know each other was just she'd be at like band practice sometimes, you know, and
we'd all hang out. Like we said, it's a small town.
So did you steal it from your bass player? You stole your bass player?
Well, they had a long...
No.
It was years after, like 4 or 5 years after, you know, we...
That's not true. It was about...
Well, you guys were dating that whole time.
Yeah.
Kind of off and on.
Yeah. I had a broken heart and he swooped in and we moved in together just as friends and... He really was my knight in shining armor. He swooped in. We started the band together. We fell in love, but we were like, let's not have another Fleetwood Mac situation here. So let's just keep it, you know. But then couldn't help ourselves. So then we just got married.
it's great. I mean,
we can't imagine any other life.
Yeah.
Like, I can't imagine having to stay home while he goes out on tour, you know?
Yeah, that would be weird, right?
Yeah. So,
Do you guys do other stuff? Like, do you play with anyone else, or do you sing with anyone else, or?
Here and there. I mean, I'll do, like, backup vocals for some, I've done backup for, like, Jane Allen Bryant and Tomar and the FCs, and he will do his little side gigs, like the Tenacious D stuff.
Oh, you really? Jane Allen Bryant sang backup on my
She's
recordings.
Amazing, isn't she? Her voice is...
She's nuts, you know?
And she is nuts. she's one of my best friends. She's nuts.
She's amazing.
Yeah. I'm on this show. I've called her out on it many times. Nuts. Yeah. I told her, I find her to be like she's as cool as Lou Reed, but as neurotic as like Woody Allen.
That's good.
It's pretty
that's
awesome.
That's a good combo. I like both of those.
Two of my favorite sort of like crazy people.
Yeah.
I mean, is Woody Allen someone you can still like? Is he?
Yeah. I think he's more likable now than I think.
Was he a bad boy too?
He was a bad boy.
Oh, he was one of the OGs. Early, yeah. OG bad boy.
Gosh, damn, he like married his 19-year-old adopted daughter.
Shut up.
She might have been even younger than that.
No, shut up.
No way.
And there's all kinds of question if there was a thing that happened even before. Yeah.
Gosh, dang it.
Here we go.
I don't want to know that.
He somehow, though, has kind of skirted
this. Whoa. Well, you know, he comes out with a movie every year.
and that's how you do it. Yeah. Just be real prolific.
Yeah.
No one will notice what a douchebag you are. I got to work harder.
Hey.
Oh. I work hard, man.
No, you're doing it.
Yeah.
I'm working hard. It's hard like that. All right. So, what else, man? What do you guys want to do? What do you want to get out of your South by Southwest? Are you guys looking for booking management?
Booking is the number one priority.
Yeah.
Because we are ready to get back on the road. Like I said, this has been kind of our incubating period the past 3 years. I think we're ready to start hitting the road again. We have like this badass RV that we like tour in, and it's
Is there an economical way for you guys to go out and do it before you drag other people into it?
Well,
or
we
no?
tour with
Is there...
a six piece normally.
Right, that's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, if we were smart, we'd just tour as the duo and maybe like a manager or like road manager or whatever, but we're not.
But you are
not smart.
But I mean, you can actually hit like a lot of. I mean, you can go to San Antonio. That's not a terrible.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah. You can go to Houston, Dallas.
Totally.
You know, from Houston, you can go to like Baton Rouge, and you can make like a 3-day thing work. Mm-hmm. You know.
You mean with the band or just as the duo?
With the band.
Yeah.
If you need to. Totally. I mean, that's a kind of the cool thing about here is there is like a little bit of a. You can go
circuit
you can
around.
Go to some places, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And some people I've noticed are really playing like even smaller places that you don't really think about. Like people at like the San Angelos and like Corpuses and places like that can all be good places for you.
We're down. We're so down.
Well, it's, you know, we have all, we kind of have like two, we have like our badass studio musicians we play with who all have wives and kids and families and play with a million bands, you know, and then we have like kind of like the college kids that we play with that we hire, you know, like, so we kind of have like a couple different tiers of dudes
That's good, so you can go out and people will have fun going out on
the tour and not be
like traumatized by the experience. I love touring.
Oh yeah, me too.
I don't not like I used to though.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I'm 49. It's not like awesome. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like for nothing, you know.
I never have toured in a bus either.
No.
No. One time I was in a band that was opening for Bob Schneider on tour, and he felt sorry for me and let me stay on his bus a few times. That's true.
Nice. What a guy.
He didn't think that the accommodations were
fitting.
Yeah, so he'd be like, oh, that's cool. You need to come over here and ride with us to Chicago.
That's nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, so we need a booking agent, and that's I think our top priority. We just really want the release of this record to be everything it can possibly be.
Yeah, we're really excited about this record more than anything we've ever done. We really feel strong about it, so we're ready to. But we're taking our time, you know. June is a little ways out, but we're trying to be patient and do it right, you know.
This is ready.
If you do another Fleetwood Mac thing, you have a lot of guests.
Yeah, it sells out every time.
Yeah, yeah, we'd probably get.
I would do it.
Yeah, we'd get you. Yeah,
come bring it on. We're talking about May, maybe.
You're in
every time. Do you guys do it twice? Right.
We've done it twice.
Did AJ do it?
AJ did.
I think he did both.
Both of them, he did. Yeah, his Love and Chaos group did it.
What did they do? Go Your Own Way?
They did The Chain and
Hold Me.
Ooh,
and then
really?
AJ pretty much played the rest of the set with us.
Just playing guitar.
We
were actually talking about asking Jane Allen if she wanted to do this next one. Kalu, I saw you have his CD. You know, just random people. We had Tomar come do a couple songs.
What songs did Tomar do?
He did
Don't Stop.
That's
a good song.
And I don't know, I forget the other one he did.
Monday Morning, maybe?
Yeah. Monday Morning. Yep.
Oh. Yeah, that one. Say you love me. Get on down.
I don't mind. Yeah.
Yeah, I always forget about that first record. You know what I mean?
That's a good one.
Why am I so weird?
Fleetwood Mac, self titled.
When we recorded this EP, I feel like I should play you a thing after we do this, just a piece of it, because it would make you laugh. Because we thought that I was like, wow, it really is like very Fleetwood Mac sounding. Mm-hmm. But does anyone do?
We need new. Yeah, exactly. We need. Yeah. New songs, because we basically just did Rumors and then, you know, pulled a few from some older albums. But we need to dig a little deeper in this next show.
Someone needs to do, because there's all these like indie marching bands. Have you seen that? There's a culture of like indie marching bands, like just regular people, like
your age,
my
like
age, getting together and like doing a marching band.
Like there's that festival that comes through town, like the Honk Fest or whatever. Is that what you're talking about?
I guess so. I don't know. I've had some people on here and they're like, oh yeah, I also am a trombonist in an indie marching band. And you're like, well, that's weird. I mean, I've never even heard of that. So just people that like doing it. But it'd be cool to do Tusk.
Oh yeah, did Tusk.
You
and
did.
You need a marching band.
Tough to do
it's
without
so
a.
It's so hard.
Yeah, we had like two horns. Best. You know, that was definitely a hard song to pull off.
But at Wonder One, you could have them come in from the back without telling anyone. I've already.
Perfect.
Yeah, I've been through this in my mind.
Yeah.
Great.
When I was like, "Oh, the Waters are doing that thing," and they didn't ask me. Well, they're not going to get my.
You are officially
marching band
asked.
Idea.
Version of Tusk.
We would love for you to be.
Yeah, what song do you want to do? What song do you want to do?
Any
songs.
In the band Skyrocket, I sing Go Your Own Way, but I would want to sing a different one.
That's
a good song.
That's a great song.
I will. Guys, any shows coming up? I don't know when this is going to come out. It's going to come out in the next few weeks.
That's fine. March.
What's going on in March?
March is
South by.
So March 15th, we'll be playing. I don't know the times and all that, but
right.
Yeti for Taco Deli.
March 17th,
Blackheart.
Ooh, that's gonna be a. That's not just South by. That's St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
85, Sedona, Day. Arizona.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's going to be a good one.
St. Patty's Day.
So we got a ton of weddings coming up.
That's great that you do that. Do you keep from having a regular job doing weddings and stuff?
No.
Not yet. Oh. We're just like this. They're pouring in all of a sudden.
Good.
Yeah, we have. It's kind of not a new thing. We've done them over the years, but it's becoming more regular. So, yeah.
One wedding is actually an All Fleetwood Mac show. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So it's a piece of cake. We got it. Got it in the bag.
How long is that show?
Hour.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah, easy peasy.
Easy. But it's
cocktail
like,
hour.
Yeah, it's like a.
Oh, okay.
And then they have another band like who's playing the reception. So we're just like icing on the cake.
Mm-hmm. Do you guys know the Mastersons?
Why does that sound so familiar?
The Mastersons. They're also married.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know all the married bands.
The Mastersons.
They're one of those married bands.
Okay.
They also play with Steve Earle.
Okay, yes.
Who's
yes.
a guy with a huge beard.
Yeah, I know Steve Earle.
Yeah.
But they... They openly talk about how volatile they can be.
Yeah.
But they have to keep it away from the other people in the band all the time. And so they said they're really good at that. And then one time on here, I was like, well, what do you mean? And they said, well, you don't know. We could have just had the biggest fight of our marriage right outside the door. And now we're just here talking to you. Yeah. And it was the freakiest thing. I've like, now whenever I see them, I'm always like,
you guys okay?
What's going on?
You should have heard us when we pulled up. Turn here. No, turn here.
You know, some kind of...
You only got one coffee? How come you only got one coffee and one croissant?
I would have made you a coffee.
Dude, it's not too late.
It isn't too late, is it?
You got to learn to show up and put all your bullshit
it's show business,
behind
baby.
You.
Yeah, you got to anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I went to a show the other night and I left. After two songs, because one of the people that was playing the show that I went to go see, that I could have just been here hanging out,
mm-hmm.
but I went across town to see them, and like one of them is like, I just had the worst day. I just don't even feel like doing this. And
on
like,
stage?
No, to me. Saying, and then yeah. goes on stage, and the other one shows up. He's like, ugh, I don't even feel like doing this today. This totally sucks. And then I left, and I swear to God, they texted me. Like I left after two songs. They're like, hey, did you get bored or something? Why did you leave? And I didn't say why, but like I was almost like, you guys didn't want to be there.
Negative yeah. energy.
I fucking
yeah.
went over there. I was like, well, shit, I'm just going to go home.
Yeah,
we feel the
yeah.
same way, man. You can't show that people, you've had a shitty day.
Yeah,
on
man,
stage.
You're there to take people out of their
Absolutely.
Out of their shit.
Yeah,
it's hard, but
and
you
don't
gotta
not lay
do it.
Your shit on them.
No.
Yeah. It is hard.
But that should be, it's people, what we see it as, like, when we get on stage, this is our moment to let everything that happened today just go and just kind of take it into the spirit realm, the music spirit realm,
yeah.
and let it all go. You know, it's like therapy. It should be that
it
way.
It should be.
You know?
Yeah. And it should be for the people that come to see you play.
Yeah.
Celebration.
I agree.
Don't stop. Thinking about tomorrow.
There you go.
Daniel, Jenna, thank you for coming by. People can find you at wearethewaters.com.
Yes. Two T's.
Yes.
Two T's.
Waters. it's still pronounced Waters?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Waters. Mm-hmm.
With two T's. Wearethewaters.com. Their album, Great Unknown, available. Get out there, find it on Spotify and all the places that you do music finding. And go see them during South by Southwest and watch Silicon Valley.
Yes.
You got it.
All right.
Thanks, John.
Thank you guys. Yes. Jenna Cunningham, Daniel Waters, The Waters. Fantastic husband and wife duo. Great band. Great record out there. You can find it right now called Great Unknown. Came out in 2016. You can go to wearethewaters.com and find out all you need to know about The Waters. And go see them live. Go see them during their South by Southwest stuff if you're here. That's coming up, South by Southwest. It totally is. And hey, BT Dubs, Amanda Crew. That's the name of the girl from Silicon Valley. Looks like Jenna Cunningham from The Waters. Boom. I had to use IMDb, but I used it. I found it. And there you go. Get their album, Great Unknown. Amazing. And wearethewaters.com. Go there. Get involved. While you're out there checking out wearethewaters.com, don't forget that you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you find podcasts. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iPhone Podcast App, Android Podcast App, Stitcher, Overcast. Tune in. Stitcher's the number two one, that the number two source of people listening. So we got a lot of Stitcher listeners out there. A lot of new Spotify listeners. Don't forget, you can follow us on Spotify. New show every Tuesday, every Friday. Go to our Facebook page, How Did I Get Here? See a photo of me with Daniel and Jenna, The Waters. Jenna took one that was a lot better. I need to make sure that I get that. All right, wearethewaters.com. Go there, get involved. Great Unknown is the album. The Waters is the band. This is the music. Have a great day, whatever it is you're doing. I'm going to stop talking. Stop talking. Stop. Stop talking now. Let's get down.
Soil's dry. Fire burns the smoke. It hides a lie and burns my eyes. It's made us blind. Can seem to see the die. Return to life with some time.